Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast all week long as we get set for the Eagles and the 49ers. But of course, it's a huge weekend in the NFL. Week 13, really the playoff picture starting to come into focus here. And hopefully our bets down the stretch continue to as well. Coming off a 4-1 week, best week of the year last week in terms of betting the NFL. Let's try to do it again here. Let's dive into the games, and it's become almost a bit now. You know where I go with game number one almost every week. I probably bet on this team more than anybody. And as much flack as they've taken, they're pretty profitable. I'm going to take the Steelers at home, -5.5 in game number one against the Arizona Cardinals. A couple things standing out to me in this one. So I thought it was a major difference last week. I really did. The Steelers' offense, and I know you look at the scoreboard, you say they didn't really score that many points, Joe. I get that. But their offense last week outgained Cincinnati by about 200 yards. 422 yards of offense in Eddie Faulkner's first game. Matt Canada, the former offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, got fired before last week. 0 games of 400 yards of offense in 45 games. It was a 45 consecutive game streak without 400 yards of offense. It's ridiculous. You have to go back to the 2014 to 2017 Rams. I mean, basically before the McVay era, when you had a team in the NFL that was that poor in terms of yardage and actually having an explosive day. So I liked what I saw last week. Explosive plays, chunk plays, Pickett played his best we've ever seen him play in the NFL. And I think they build on it this week. I think they could run the football all over the Arizona Cardinals. And when they choose to throw, the Cardinals just can't stop the pass at all. The pressure rate is 32nd in the NFL. Opponents first downs, 32nd in the NFL. EPA per play on defense, 31st. Opponent success rate, 32nd. They stink. This is the worst defense in the NFL. On the road, cold weather, not a great spot for Murray. The Steelers defense pretty much all year has morphed into a top 10 unit. And now the offense coming through a little bit here. You know, the Steelers are very easy to sleep on. I would not sleep on the Steelers in the AFC in terms of making noise. Number one for the AFC North. They win this game on Sunday, they're a game back, and they get to go to Baltimore last week of the season. They already have a win over Baltimore. So if they're within one of Baltimore heading into the final week of the season, they could steal the AFC North and a playoff game in a very high seed. They're 7-4, and their next two games, obviously here against Arizona, 5.5-point favorite. I like them on Sunday. Then they host the Patriots on Thursday night. I mean, they could be 9-4 in 4 days, and all of a sudden we're like, hold on, are they in the mix for the one seed in the AFC? I don't think they get that. But I do think Pittsburgh is a pretty good football team. DVOA has them 10th in the NFL right now. They're pretty good. Defense, they're 7th. If that offense starts to catch up here and it's middle of the pack, they're going to make some noise. Give me the Steelers, -5.5 for game number one. Game number two, I like a big bounce back spot for the Detroit Lions on Sunday in New Orleans. I love the Lions coming off the extra rest. They laid a complete egg. I mean, a total egg on Thanksgiving. It may have cost them the number one seed. It's not over yet, but it certainly is going to hurt them to be the number one overall seed in the NFC. But I think they refocus here and they get a win over a Saints team that is just not very good. I mean, they really aren't. The Saints are a product, and they're in the race, and I call it that, tongue in cheek. They're in the race in the NFC South because they had such a weak schedule to start the year. They stink. I think Derek Carr stinks. Dennis Allen stinks. I don't take this team seriously at all. They're old. They're not explosive enough. The quarterback is just blah and on the hook for a ton of money next year. And now they have to, coming off a division game, they have to face a team coming off of extra rest. The Saints' home field advantage is over. They've lost 6 straight at home against the spread dating back to last season. Meanwhile, it's Goff in a dome. They play their final 7 games in a dome this season. And I think this is a great bounce-back spot for the Lions. Their defense will play better this week against a Saints offense that really does not have enough weapons or explosiveness or a good quarterback. I think this is a big Lions win. I wouldn't be surprised they win this game 34-17. A big Lions win to get back on track. I'll lay the 4.5 in the dome in New Orleans for game number two. All right, game three. We took a couple favorites here in the first couple games. Game number three, I want to go to a dog in a division game. I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans at home against the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts have become a little bit of a darling in the AFC playoff race. A lot of praise for Shane Steichen, and he deserves it. for what he's done so far this season. Certainly in the mix for a coach of the year. But I like the Titans this week in a game where I think they compete on their home field. And it's interesting. I heard something last week of the Titans that it didn't really stand out to me, you know, in the flow of the season. But it's pretty remarkable just the way the schedule was laid out. So last week was just Tennessee's sixth home game this season. Excuse me. It was just their fifth home game this season. So they came into last week and they were 3-1 at home, but 0-6 on the road. So before last week, the Tennessee Titans had played 4 home games and they had played 6 road games. So obviously that's got to even out the rest of the season. And they're now 4-1 at home. They're 0-6 on the road. They are a totally different team in Tennessee than they are outside of Tennessee. They're 4-7, but I think Tennessee has been much closer to pretty much an average football team. Take away one blowout loss they had to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So their point differential, Tennessee, is minus 39. The Colts is plus 1. And the difference that I see is one game. And they lost to the Jaguars by 20 points a couple weeks ago, and and that's it. I mean, other than that, they're basically a 500-ish kind of team. I think Tennessee could play with Indianapolis in this game. Their defense is better than Indianapolis's. I think the Colts on the road here, outdoors, grass, Minshew on the road. I'm not laying points with Gardner Minshew on the road. I'm just not doing it. I mean, I think the Colts are a nice story, but they're playing a little bit over their head. Taylor's hurt now. If the Patriots had, even a pulse, the Colts would be 5-6. They would have lost that game over in Germany where a couple weeks ago where they won, barely scoring a point in that game. So I like the Titans this week with Mike Vrabel, and I love Vrabel, as a dog. Vrabel as a dog has been one of the best bets in the NFL for years and years and years and years. I mean, look at some of these numbers on Vrabel. He is almost 500. He's 25-27 straight up. That's nearly 500 against straight up as a dog. And he's 29-22-1 against the spread as a dog. In the wild card era, which dates back to 1991, only Vrabel, Matt LaFleur, Mike Tomlin, and Bill Cowher are at or over 500 as an underdog. It's pretty remarkable what he's done as an underdog. I don't even know if they should be one here. They've had the Colts number in recent years, 5-1 against the spread against the Colts last 6 games. I like it. And I'll take Vrabel also as a division guy. Within the division, he's really good. 19-13 straight up in the AFC South. I think the Colts run to relevancy and a potential out-of-nowhere playoff berth without their starting quarterback, Anthony Richardson, hits a snag this week. Give me the Tennessee Titans plus the 1.5 for game number 3. All right, game number 4 this week, and I struggled with this one back and forth. But I'm gonna go to this one. Give me the Los Angeles Rams minus 3.5 over the Cleveland Browns in LA. I think the Rams are sneaky here to get a wild card spot in the NFC. I believe they or the Packers are going to get in the playoffs. One of those two teams is going to steal the Vikings spot in the postseason down the stretch of the season. And I like what I saw of the Rams last week against the Arizona Cardinals. And this is also a fade of the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland is really, really, really banged up to the point where I don't know if they can move the football at all on the offensive side of the ball. Offensive line is banged up. Running back's banged up. The quarterback room, I'll get to in a second, is ridiculous. And Myles Garrett's got a sling on last week. The corners are banged up. It's just, their defense has been really good statistically, but one thing to note on the Cleveland Browns, they have been a different defense away from Cleveland. And Jim Schwartz had this kind of thing in Philadelphia. When 2017, look at that Eagles defense, 2017, 2018, at home versus on the road. It was different. I don't know what it is, if it's really a Schwartz thing or it's just kind of played out that way, but they're not as good of a defense on the road. Let's go through the points allowed on road versus at home. Let's go to the home games first. 3 in week 1 to the Bengals. 3 in week number 3 to the Tennessee Titans. 28 in week 3 at home. That was a bad home day for them. They allowed only 17 to San Francisco in week 6 at home. They allowed 0. They shut out the Arizona Cardinals at home in week number 9. They only allowed 10 at home in week number 11 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So 3, 28, that's the outlier, 17, 0, 10 in their home games. I mean, they have been dynamite defensively at home. Now let's go to the road games. 26 on the road in Pittsburgh in week number 2. Okay, 39 in week number 7 at Indianapolis. 24 on the road in Seattle a couple weeks ago. 31 on the road at Baltimore in week 10. And then last week, 29 on the road at Denver. I mean, that's a way, way different swing there. On the road versus at home, it's just a different defense. They give up points. And now they have to go to Los Angeles. And again, that's not a great home field. But on their turf, in their building, nice weather. It's a ram spot. Their offense got cooking last week. Kyrie Williams back, and Kupp, and Puka, and Tutu Atwell. And this might be Joe Flacco. I mean, my last memory of Joe Flacco is him costing me a 50-1 playoff spot on the Steelers last year. With 2 or 3 weeks to go, the Steelers were 50-1 to make the playoffs. And I thought their path was basically like a 6-prong thing. If they won out, and they got 3 teams to lose in front of them, they'd make the playoffs. And the last leg of that to make it happen was I needed the New York Jets to win in Miami in week 18 against whoever the heck was playing quarterback at that point for the Miami Dolphins, Skylar Thompson or whatever. And Joe Flacco's playing for the Jets. And I watched the game. I watched it before going in to watch the Eagles-Giants week 18 game last year. It was a 1 o'clock game, and the Eagles-Giants at 4. I watched the game, and I was sick. Joe Flacco couldn't complete a 7-yard pass. I used to love Joe Flacco, all those road playoff wins, but he's so cooked now. And if he's the answer on Sunday against Aaron Donald, I mean, goodness. I think the Rams will win this game. And I'm not saying the Rams are going to win the game 40-10, but this feels like they could win this game, you know, 23-10 type of thing. Give me the Rams -3.5 in game number 4. And game number 5 this week, you know, I'm buying in. I really like what I've seen out of the Green Bay Packers. I really, really do. They have moved the needle on their season. Their defense has pretty much played, I think, decently all year. And now here comes the offense. They won a game last week that was very impressive. I love the way Jordan Love threw the football last week against the Detroit Lions. Now, it's a much tougher defense they're playing this week with the Kansas City Chiefs. But it's in Lambeau. The Chiefs have not been great in the fourth quarter, so you allow a little time for a comeback or a cover, maybe a backdoor cover in this game. Love's playing better. I think that defense for the Packers is more talented than they're giving credit for. A lot of first-rounders on that defense. I mean, they got guys that could play. Rashawn Gary could play. First-rounders here and there the last couple of years. They got players up front that could play on that defense, and we know that the Chiefs' offense has been suspect. So am I going to lay 6 on the road? I mean, typically you never worry about laying points at Mahomes, but am I really going to lay 6 on the road with the Kansas City Chiefs this week against a team that has extra rest, that feels it, they feel their season turning? I'm not. I mean, every year there's a team or two or three now that really makes a big run in the second half of the season and goes from bad to good. And I think it's this Packer team. And look at Jordan Love the last couple weeks. I mean, he really is heating up. I'm going to pull up his full numbers now, but I think the kid could play a little bit more than people probably thought 6 weeks ago. Last two games here, okay? We're talking about 2 games against the Chargers and the Lions. Now, to be fair, those are not big-time games, big-time defenses. They have not been this year. I don't expect anyone to call them that. But that being said, last two games, we're talking about 68% completion, 5 touchdowns, no picks, 116 passer rating, 68% completion, only taken 3 total sacks in the last couple games. That's a big deal. In fact, he's only taken 4 of the last 3 weeks combined. I know he had 2 picks against the Steelers, and that's a tough place to play in Pittsburgh. But his last 3 games, we're talking about 7 touchdowns, 2 picks, 100 passer rating, only 4 total sacks taken, more rushing yards than negative sack yards. I like what I'm seeing here out of Jordan Love. And you go back, you know, he's really started to play a different brand of football, I'd say 3 of the last 4 weeks. They lost that game to Minnesota 24-10. The game Cousins tore his Achilles right around Halloween. Since then, Love has performed like one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And I think he continues it. He's ready for this moment against a big-time Chiefs defense. I'll put it that way. He's ready to keep this game close. Is this a win for the Chiefs? It probably is. But is it more like 26-21? I think it is. And I will take the 6 points. I will try to cover this game with the Green Bay Packers. And who knows? They might win it outright. So my 5 games for week number 13 in the NFL. The Lions, -4.5. The Titans, +1.5. The Steelers, -5.5. Give me the Rams, -3.5. Over the Browns and the Packers +6. All those odds, as always, courtesy of my friends over at FanDuel Sportsbook. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Get your rest. Get yourself ready to go. Sunday at 4:25 is going to feel like a playoff game for the Eagles and the Niners. And in effect, it is. I mean, the Eagles could really go a long, long way into cementing themselves as the division winner and number one seed. With a win, with a loss, it gets really murky. They go to Dallas next week with first place on the line in the NFCs. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you always listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Thanks so much, and we'll talk soon right here on the feed.